had our earthquake, the biggest one we've had around for a while. The epicentre, as you say, was near Mount Barker, probably just a bit south of Mount Barker on the way to Wisto. It's still going to take us a little while to get more data in to work out how deep, but from the reports that have been coming in and from what we've got at the moment, it looks like it may have been a relatively deep earthquake, therefore lessening the effects immediately above it on the surface.
What's the official magnitude reading? I've seen a few. Initially, I think it was about 3.2. I think Geoscience Australia had it on their website at 3.3. We're reporting it on ABC News at 3.8. What information do you have?
Yes, the Richter magnitude is something you measure from instruments with a fair bit of calculation going on in between, and instruments in different places will record it differently. Also, the way that the vibrations die out with distance is really not extremely well known, so as instruments get further away, they can be less and less accurate. From our Adelaide ones, our best estimate averaging four instruments at the moment is 3.8.
Now, you say it was very deep, David, and that's why there hasn't been much damage?
Well, with 3.8, even if it was shallow, we wouldn't expect much damage, only the very, very slightest in terms of maybe just minor cracks on cornices or things getting knocked over. That would really be round about the limit of it. But as soon as it gets a bit deep, the actual vibration on the surface is reduced somewhat.
What does that mean when you say it gets a bit deep? It means that the...
if we're talking about the earthquake being 15 kilometres deep or deeper still, that's sort of what I'm talking about is deep.
And that's where it's actually occurred, 15 kilometres below the surface?
We think, but we're not sure yet. It's going to take a bit more data. I possibly won't know that until, it depends what data comes in from all our stations.
How long did it last? Were you able to record that?
How long an earthquake lasts is a difficult thing to say. The actual rupture in the ground for a magnitude 3.8 would probably be of the order of half a second or something like that, but then the vibrations that people are feeling and hearing, the vibrations from the earthquake scatter far and wide, so if somebody were in a quiet spot, I could imagine them hearing this earthquake for even as much as 20 seconds.
Do you know how widespread the reports have been of either people feeling vibrations or hearing the noise of this earthquake?
I would expect you'd be getting them up to at least 50 kilometres away, possibly further. The reason for that is that when it's quiet at night, if people are awake, they can hear very, very small noises and feel very, very small vibrations. Normally, during the day, an earthquake like this, we would expect people up to about 50 kilometres away to notice it. During the night, it could be further. But probably only people within the closest 10 to 15 kilometres might be woken up. Outside of that, they're less likely to be woken up. It won't be enough vibration.
We're talking to seismologist David Love on 891 ABC Adelaide. And David, we've taken lots and lots of calls this morning. I've never seen anything like it in the 10 years I've worked on weekends. From the moment we started on air at 6 o'clock, the phones lit up, and we've had lots of text messages as well. And the thing that seems to be coming through for a lot of people more than anything is the noise of it. People have described it anything from like a convoy of trucks to the roar of a jet engine, an F-111, or even like a big train going through the hills. Is that pretty much commonplace?
That's pretty commonplace, and it's probably exaggerated a little in that it happened at in the middle of the night when everything's quiet. If it were during the morning, people probably wouldn't notice it quite so much, but that's fairly common with all earthquakes. There's been plenty of descriptions of the 1954 earthquake, but people sometimes refer to it as a train coming through the front door, that sort of noise.
We did have one question raised a little bit earlier this morning, which I think is a pretty good one, given what happened with the tsunami in Southeast Asia, and I guess has put that into people's thinking a lot more now. What would have happened had that earthquake happened, say, off the coast of South Australia, instead of being, say, at Mount Barker, it was a similar distance, say, out into the ocean?
We're still only talking about a small earthquake for on land. For offshore, this is a very small earthquake. It only would have upset a few fish with a bit of a bang from the noise. There might have been a little bit of ripple out from it, but that would be all.
David, the other question people are asking, are we likely to see more tremors or any other activity as a result of this?
We can't rule it out. I expect it's unlikely, but I'll be spending the day getting together some instrumentation to actually put it out nearer the Mount Barker area to see if we can't pick up something, even maybe a small aftershock that people can't even feel.